W Mobile. AO4DEF. Do happy hunt day. Bad spot.
Right here, Highway 290.
It sounded like you said you were counting the days.
Kits, you can hook your radio up and do some digital modes. even if you just did whisper, I think you'd be, you'd like running that every once in a while, because you can just, you know, it just sends out a signal for 2 minutes solid at 5 watts or less, and you can see where all you're being picked up at, so it's really neat. I've done it plenty of times, and I'll still do it here and there. Like, if you're just kind of wondering, like, how far you can get with band conditions, you can send out a whisper beacon and see who heard you, and it'll kind of tell you if you're getting out or not, and if conditions are okay.
Experiment with it.
No talking mode, it might be all right. You know, there's no replying to anything. You're just listening or transmitting, that's it. You're not getting bed early enough. I tried to go to bed a little after 10. I think I finally fell asleep around 10:30. I didn't get home from Boy Scouts last night till it was almost 9 o'clock.
It just makes you old before your time, that lack of sleep.
I can't hardly talk my wife into going to bed at a decent time, and then whenever I start, you know, hey, I'm going to bed, she just gives me the little pouty face, and I'm like, you know, I need some sleep. But then I'll stay up a little while longer, just like to stay up with her a little bit.
And when you leave for work?
Most days, I think yesterday, she had to get up early. It was 7, 8 o'clock for her. So she did lay back down for a little bit. But, yeah, so she gets to lay back down. I'm the one that's got to suffer through work all day.
If she stayed up, then the problem would be solved because she'd be ready to go to bed.
And that's what I try to tell her. But she'll end up. It was one night this week where she was up. I'd already fell asleep. She was up to like 3 a.m. before she finally went to sleep. So then you know she's going to lay back down.
Yeah, Susan usually gets up, even when she doesn't have to work, then at least sees me off and stays up.
Leave me off part, and after that she usually goes back to bed.
Stop here at this 7-Eleven. They're scared to put that. It's $4 and something, and the cents ends in a 9, that's all I know. So maybe it's 29, I guess.
Keeps going up.
KO4, Ace Gex. Good morning, gentlemen.
KO4, see ya.
Yeah, good morning, KN4 TFW. Give me a minute and I'll be back. KN4 TFW, clear.
I heard you saying your wife gets up and sees you off and then goes back to bed. That's the exact same thing mine does.
That every morning, and she'll sleep till about 10 o'clock. And she complains because she don't get enough sleep. I'm like, I don't know who you're talking to, but it is not me. Going to bed at 10:30 or 11 and then wake up at, you know, 4 something, almost 5. I'm not trying to hear that.
I'm with you. Mine, she usually gets back up around, I don't know, 8 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock, but she'll come home in the afternoon and go to sleep too before she goes to bed and then wonder why she can't sleep good.
That usually, like, golly, if I come home and I'm sitting around the house, that's usually when she'll fall asleep on the couch. She says she sleeps really good when I'm home. I'm like, yeah, that's great.
How'd it go yesterday?
Pretty good. I only about wrecked it one time, so you had to save me one time. Because when I first went up and took my plane around and I started coming back, my old brain locked up because it was coming at me. And I'm trying to turn it one way and it kept turning the other way and it started diving down. So he saved me on that one. And the good thing is that was the only time I did it. The rest of the time, I kind of settled down and was flying it pretty good. But, yeah, he had to save me or my plane would have been toast.
There for is to learn how to do it, so good thing you had somebody there to save you.
Three, and I mean, this guy, man, he can fly a plane. I don't know if he ever flew real planes. He sounds like it, but I really don't know for sure. But this is stuff I've seen him do with his RC planes is unreal. And yeah, mine will be in just a steep bank down, and he pulls it right back out, and he'll get it flying. He's like, all right, it's yours. and I'll start flying it again, take it back around. And, but yeah, I think I did all right yesterday. I'm slowly getting there.
KO4, HKX. Is your plane battery powered or is it gasoline powered?
Battery. I didn't want to fool around with the nitro stuff and keeping the starter and all that other stuff. I mean, I wouldn't mind doing it at some point in time, but I don't see me doing that anytime soon because, you know, save a little bit of money just going with battery power. I didn't realize how dangerous lithium phosphate batteries are until I got to looking for chargers and stuff. And, you know, I mean, I knew they were dangerous. Lithium's dangerous batteries, but, like, my lithium iron phosphate, you know, it's, I don't really worry about it, but holy crap, like these lithium phosphate batteries, you gotta, if you're gonna store them for any period of time, more than a couple days, you gotta discharge them down to a certain amount, or they can swell up and catch on fire. I'm just like, oh my god. So I ended up buying a little fireproof bag for them that they make, just cause it just got to me so bad.
The LiPo batteries, they call it.
So, like, the ones I use for my ham radio is a LiFePO, so it's lithium iron phosphate. The ones that I use in my plane are just lithium phosphate batteries. And, yeah, those, I've seen some stories. Those kind of scare me a little bit.
DFW Mobile. Welcome back, Ken. Yeah, I'm with you there. I don't know, lithium batteries just... They're concerning no matter what, but there's a better technology for lasting longer, so it's a trade-off, I guess.
Roger that, and like I said, there's just so many, and if you overcharge it or blah, 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 you can set them on fire, or they can swell up and set on fire, so I don't know. It made me so nervous I ended up buying one of them little bags. So when it's charging, it's in the bag. When it's sitting there, it's in that little fireproof bag, and I never even put any thought to it till I started seeing pictures and stuff where people were charging their batteries and they just lit on fire and torch whatever room that thing was sitting in. Because when they go, they go.
Don't let them on airplanes, right?
Got it, because I think you got to have them in. If you do them on something, you got to have them in something. I don't know, but yeah, definitely it can be. If it goes on a plane, yeah, it would be bad.
Throwing it off, I mean, what are you going to do with it?
That right, so that's why I doubt that bag would last forever because it's, you know, it's not metal or anything, so I may end up eventually buying, some people recommended putting them in ammo cans, that way put the bag inside of an ammo can, that way you got another shield to keep it from setting everything else on fire.
And it's not going to offer a whole lot of fire rating. It'll offer some, but not a lot.
Yeah, I know. Well, gentlemen, it is that time, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be safe on the road this morning, and see, I get off work at it'll probably 5:30, 5:35 today, so I don't know if I'll get to hear you on the radio, otherwise I'll hear you tomorrow morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
I'll probably be around this afternoon, so... Give me a try. KO4HK.
KN4TFW.
Your evening yesterday.
We sat down and watched another one of those Star Wars movies.
We did a while back when my son was still living at the house. He and I did it. So, that was it. You know, it's fun to watch them because I remember watching the original Star Wars when I was a kid. So... fun to go back and watch them again.
You know, we're watching them not in the order that they came out, but the order chronologically, and so it makes a lot more sense.
We did also, and it does help the storyline along.
SUV in front of me, and on the receiver hitch, he's got one of those steps to step up on to get in. Can't quite figure that one out.
Like to tear their shins up on those things.
It must be a 3 or 4 inch diameter pipe, 18 inches long.
Dogs get in or kids or something else, who knows?
Didn't think about an animal getting in.
And for work today, things exciting going on?
Too exciting. And then, just regular work. I don't have anything special going on, I don't think. Hopefully. My boss left early yesterday, not feeling well, so maybe he might be out today. I don't know.
But you just never can tell with that.
Right about that. Find the wireman closest to you.
I don't, but you can look him up online. I think I heard other people say he's got a website. You can look him up.
For a couple of connectors. And then, so I guess I'll just go online and order them.
I'm trying to make the jump over to 285. You're going to be around for a little bit.
Yeah, roger that. I ain't even made it to the interstate yet.